Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome aboard.
The SS.
Stinkbutt.
That's a terrible name.
I got all us boys here.
What now?
Bev Barry? We're just a bunch of boys get on the internet, talk about things.
Yeah, technology.
Beep.
Boop.
Got a pretty fun show set up for you today. We've prepared.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know, Graham. What are we talking about?
What's your topic for today?
Well, why don't you tell us first?
I don't know what your topics are.
I already told you.
What did you tell me?
A long time ago. Who wants to start then?
No.
Okay, well, my topic I picked was digital art.
Okay.
What's a digital art?
It's a new kind of technology. Something relatively new in the last century.
What about 'ems?
Well, specifically MS Paint, because I was playing with it yesterday. But I mean, there's all sorts of mediums you can use to do digital art, like Photoshop or even 3D generated art. And I mean, like, there's pixel art, and all sorts of kind of fun stuff you can do with it. It's a new form of expression that wasn't available to us pre-computers.
But what makes it different from the old stuff?
Well, it's digital, for one thing. You don't use traditional methods of, like, paint and
drawing. Won't leave a mess.
Yeah. Still very time-consuming.
What did you learn about using MS Paint?
Oh, it's frustrating to paint with a dang old mouse. You ever use paint, you guys?
I used it before.
When you were a kid, did you just scribble around and then fill in the spots with paint bucket in different colors?
Mm-hmm.
And did you do the one where you get the spray can and you just hold it down until it makes a perfect circle?
No.
Well, why not?
'Cause Ben wasn't there to show me it.
They just hold the spray can down. They don't have spray can anymore, I don't think.
They don't?
I don't think so. It was perfect for making stars in your night sky.
I could encourage too much vandalism.
And there's tablets you can use now to help you aid in your digital art creation.
It's basically like a pen on a screen. Do they have digital art at the Decker?
Yeah, they have terrible ads on their door. Poor design. Ooh. Well, typography is also, like, something that has come up with digital era. I mean, it existed before with calligraphy, but also typewriters, but it's gotten quite extensive with fonts that you use on your computer.
I've read a couple books where they list at some point in the text, like in the beginning or the end, exactly which font the book uses.
Yeah.
Which I guess is mostly so people can be like, I'm going to find that font on the internet and put it on my computer.
Some fonts are easier to read than others, like Serif versus Sans Serif.
What font is your favorite, Graham?
Times New Roman.
That's always a good one, a good standard. Although if you really want to be digital, which one is it? I'm trying to remember. Is it Courier New that's all like blocky like a robot?
Yeah, Courier New is the typewriter one.
But yeah, let's go back to posters, because I think most posters and things you find in places will be digital art. Do you see any exceptionally good or bad ones around?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite?
Daft Punk, the band, has recently released all their posters for purchase because, like, they created, whenever they have a new album, you know, they have advertisement art. It's pretty well designed.
You were saying you saw some terrible posters in front of this place, the Decker. Can you describe them to us and what makes them terrible?
Oh, God. It's just this poor design. Like, the colors and, like, fonts are all giant. There's no hierarchy of order. Like, for you to read a sign, you need to know what information is the most important. And they just have giant letters everywhere, bubble letters with drop shadow and bevel and emboss, and just, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, our old friend drop shadow. Yeah. You're like, well, look at this crazy thing, it makes it look like it's 3D.
Like, that's essentially it. Like, there's no purpose behind it. Usually with advertising, there's purpose behind every decision.
And this is just like, blarg. It's come like, see hey, band chips.
10% off drink, food.
Happy food, hour. Good. Yum.
Yeah, that's all I got. You got anything else to add to that, Graham?
A Pokepichu.
A Pokepichu.
German has good scene for music. Do you see posters for music in German?
I don't know.
You don't? Is your place not the hip-hopping scene in Germany? No underground clubs?
There's clubs that are above ground.
Where are they on the level?
They're on the same level.
I guess there's also art that people intentionally make bad. Like Xerox copies that people usually do for punk shows or something like that. It's purposely lo-fi, I guess you could say. It's cheaper to produce.
Yeah.
Catches certain people's attention, I suppose.
Grandma's a punk. Did he ever Xerox posters?
I saw a guy do it. It looked like the Donkey Day posters.
Oh, yes, the Donkey Day posters. Those were good posters.
They puked on my sheet.
They puked on your shit? There's a bunch of lawyers walking outside in the cold snow.
What are you going to talk about, Barry Boy?
If you ever went on a website that you may not have heard of called YouTube.com, you may notice HTTP. That sometimes people will post entire commercial breaks from old television from the 70s till recently. Just the entire sequence of 5 or 6, 7, 8 minute long commercials from different times in television. And it's interesting to look at because I think in terms of, or sort of like understanding the context of the time, sometimes looking at commercials, which are things that were never meant to be preserved, is a cool way to do it. Just to see, what do they think people want to buy these days? And how dumb do they think they are?
Sometimes I look at Sock 'em Bopper. Is it Sock 'em Bopper or Soccer Bopper?
Sock 'em Bopper.
Soccer Bopper! Soccer Bopper!
It's both.
Yeah, they changed it.
Baby bottle pop.
Baby bottle pop.
These are very specific era of kids' commercials, Grandma's.
That's
speaking
when
of.
I was a kid.
Yeah. L'Oreal Kids New Strawberry Smoothie Shampoo.
Oh, I know the one where big girls don't cry. Now, jingles are a thing of the past.
It's kind of true because now music companies are like, we don't make any money off of anything, so let's just sell our music to commercials instead.
Mm-hmm.
Would you sell any of your songs to a commercial, Graham?
Probably if they were selling
a product you could support.
A product that was stupid.
You would only support a commercial with their song if the product is really stupid.
Like space travel for Pokemon.
Yep. Who's carving something?
No, it's not related to the show.
If a dog wears pants, is it on all four or the back two?
On back two.
That's only if they wear people pants.
That's what pants are.
People pants.
But you could also make dog pants if you want.
Then they wouldn't be pants. They'd be called something else.
A onesie.
Well, I mean, you could use a term. Like, there are lots of things that aren't necessarily the thing that they're named after, but they use the name in order to give people the idea of what the thing is.
Yeah, that's
Barry, four or two.
But think of this. If
depends
you say,
on what you want to do.
If you're saying dog pants, what do you think of? You don't think of pants. You think of dogs panting.
I guess so. Dog trousers, then. Drowsers.
Dogs pooping on your face.
Oh, that would be warm.
So anyway, commercials.
Well, nowadays commercials are on YouTube, right? So they're the first 15
so you could actually see
seconds.
A commercial in front of the old commercials.
Shut up for a second. The first 15 or 30 seconds of any YouTube clip, maybe 5 minutes until you can skip it, right, are a commercial, say for, I don't know, Clash of Clans or Mobile Strike with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those ones are quite common on my computer. I like to turn the volume off. I'll mute it so that they don't get the satisfaction of forcing me to get their advertisement.
It's also fun just to go and see how commercials are different, especially since older commercial breaks, of course, are shorter. They weren't like, we gotta fit in as much things, so make your show shorter, dumbass. So there's, you can get, and they're also shorter themselves, so it's like, they get to the point faster. Like, what?
Yep, they advertising has changed because they direct it to different demographics, like people with.
Also, they're louder. They're significantly louder.
I thought
they've done scientific tests on this.
CRTC said that was illegal to do in Canada.
It is, but that doesn't mean they won't do it.
I guess if you're watching an American channel.
One difference I see here is that, you know, have you ever seen like an old ad from the 70s or even like the early 80s, how you always have those like overly friendly voiceovers telling you about the product? This mayonnaise is the greatest mayonnaise you'll ever have.
Then he tells you all the stores you can buy that. Walmart, Fiber Town, CBSU, CBSU, Walmart, and stores out everywhere.
I saw a commercial like that recently, and I was surprised because I hadn't seen one like that in a while.
CLR.
Yeah, CLR. Like the juice loosener.
Ooh, that sounds saucy.
Graham, have you ever... What, do you think commercials are too loud?
I think commercials are stupid.
Yeah, me too. Let's move on. We're running out of time.
Okay. So I picked a topic that there's a few around here that I've seen. Wind. There's some wind. And wind's a type of technology that you can kind of... You can control it and use it towards your own advantage.
Yeah, like Storm of the X-Men.
You can harness it.
And the first time anyone harnessed the wind in known history was about 7,000 years ago on the Nile River on a sailboat.
Yeah, someone decided to put their dirty laundry on their boat and it made it move.
Yeah, and then 3,700 years ago in present-day Iraq, old man Hammurabi
I love Hammurabi.
Planned an ambitious irrigation system for all of Mesopotamia using wind power. I don't know if he actually succeeded. I didn't bother looking far. He is boy.
It's true.
In the first century, a Greek mathematician and engineer called Heron of Alexandria was the first to use windmills to power a machine.
What kind of machine?
I don't know. I think I forgot to look up what the machine was that he did.
Do you mean like electricity generation or just like a mill, like a flour mill?
Yeah, I think a mill.
That's what they used. They had river mill was the first. I think they harnessed water before they used air.
I think this was a windmill, though, in the first century.
On your geographic location, right? Like if you have the resource of a river, you're going to use that energy. But if you're in a windy plain, get on that wind.
Yeah, but I'm talking about wind, Ben.
Tell me about it.
Not winter, not boo-boo.
I'm watching a crow fly in the wind right now. It's like, it's cool.
In Afghanistan, there's some old windmills, old ruins in Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq from about, how long? 1,300 years old. You could go look at them still, and they're about 3 stories tall. There's pictures of them on Google, and they have a pole in the middle that spins. They're called vertical access windmills, and a pole comes out horizontally from that central pole, and these use braided mats that drape down, and when the wind blew, it spun the central access, and then they used it to make a grain, and it was enclosed in a building, sort of, that had a bit of the front open, and the wind blew in and said, "How you do?"
How you do?
And Chinese used wind. They made sails to make a windmill. Also vertical axle and horizontal. And the difference is horizontal ones are the ones that you typically see with the one big windmill at the top, you know? And the problem with those is that it has to be facing the wind, so a lot of them have a motor, or they have a machine inside them that gear them towards the wind, like change the direction of them. A wind sensor.
Yeah.
But smaller ones
are the horizontal voice?
Yeah. The smaller ones have a wind vane that can blow them towards the wind, but the larger ones need some sort of sensor to move them. So they kind of lose efficiency that way. But the vertical ones, they basically just spin no matter what directions the wind's blowing. So they're kind of more efficient that way, but they're not as common because I think that they're terrifying.
You see them in smaller power generating systems. Like they're just tiny little circles going around with cups.
Well, they have draped. Like they're basically things draped down, and it's like someone wearing a fancy thing. And
they go. Oh, fancy boys in the wind.
Yeah. In the 1940s, the largest windmill in the 1940s sat upon a hill named Grandpa's Knob in Vermont.
Oh, that's my favorite vacation spot.
Tell me more about Grandpa's Knob.
The kid went on the knob and looked up at the star.
What's happening with windmills in these days?
What? Oh. windmills are used. Well, here, let me explain. So windmills didn't really appear in Europe until the 11th century to grind grains and such, and they're used in by the Dutch to drain lakes and marshes in the Rhine River Delta area. And in the 19th century, American settlers began pumping water using windmills to pump water for irrigation, ground wheat and corn, and cut wood at sawmills using power of windmill. Eventually, once electricity was invented, windmills started to be used to generate power. And that's how many of them are used today, generating a power.
I think I read a statistic. What country has it so that 40% of their energy is produced by wind?
I don't know, Denmark?
Yeah, I think it's Denmark. Denmark. That's pretty cool.
I think it's even higher than that now.
Yeah, I think that Denmark, on some days, they generate more than they need, and they have to export it. In Germany, last year, there was a very powerful windstorm, and I don't know the specifics of it, but for some reason, there was so much energy generated by the windmills that they had to sell it, or they had to pay neighboring countries to take it. Maybe you saw it in the news.
It's better than not having enough.
Yeah. Well, people in Germany weren't very happy because that's their tax money going to other countries to receive free electricity.
Yeah, that's because nature decided to be a dick.
Yeah. But if you want to learn more about windmills, you can go to the Wind Energy Experience at the American Wind Power Center where is it? In
Grandpa's Knob.
You can go to Grandpa's Knob.
It's in Lubbock, Texas. You can go on their website, which is, I think it's windmill.com.
You want to learn more about wind? Stick your head out the dang window.
The wind's always blowing.
Grandpa's Knob.
Yeah, they all live in Grandpa's Knob.